Hi, I'm Tessa Marshall, and welcome to the news podcast for week 7 of Free the Vaccine. We've got the news you need to help make the COVID vaccine sustainably priced, available to all, and free at the point of delivery. This week, a quick rundown of the recently publicised contract between Moderna and Operation Warp Speed. Then, we have a special segment that I'm really excited to share. Free the Vaccine project manager, Sapna Ramappa, joins us on the podcast to talk about her experiences with freeing the vaccine. This week, there are still 11 vaccines in phase 3 trials. The big news is that the US Department of Health and Human Services has released its contract with pharma company Moderna. We've talked about Moderna's deal with the US government before. Moderna has received over $1.5 billion to develop their COVID vaccine as part of the US's Operation Warp Speed. The vaccine is currently in phase 3 trials, and we should hopefully hear a bit more about its progress at the end of this month. In the meantime, the contract between the government and Moderna has been released. But don't get too excited. While making the contract public might seem like a huge win for transparency, the contract hasn't really been released in full. Lines upon lines of the contract, and sometimes entire pages, are redacted, obscured from the public eye by thick black bands. Only 14 pages from the 53-page document are actually completely visible. So we're still in the dark about a lot of the details of the deal. But there is one positive that is visible in the contract, and that's the inclusion of a clause about march-in rights. March-in rights allow the government to ignore Moderna's patents if Moderna isn't being reasonable in how they make the vaccine available. But these rights are standard in drug development, and using them requires a lengthy and bureaucratic process. So right now, it's hard to know just how much power the US government has to make the vaccine as accessible as possible. Yes, there's the bare minimum in there, from what we can see, but as we've seen in the past, the bare minimum really isn't enough. Hopefully, we get access to more information about the contract as vaccine development progresses, and we'll be able to assess it in more detail. And with that, I'd like to introduce our guest this week, Sapna Ramappa. Sapna is currently studying science at UCLA. She's co-internal vice president of the UCLA chapter of Universities Allied for Essential Medicines. And she's also host of a podcast about navigating the world as a Southeast Asian American woman.
It's called Loudmouth Ledgies. Go check it out.
And of course, Sapna is one of Free the Vaccine's wonderful project managers this season. And we're really excited to have her on the team. So Sapna, I'm thrilled to chat to you about all the amazing work that you've done so far with Free the Vaccine and with UAM. But first off, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just started school. I'm back starting classes again and really, really excited to be on here today and talk to you a little bit more about Free the Vaccine.
So because this is a news podcast, I want to get each of the people that we get on here to chat to share just one thing that they think that the people who are listening should know about.
Okay. My thing today is probably go and get a flu shot as soon as you can. I got mine last week. So make sure you're safe and ready for this flu season.
And so you were also part of Free the Vaccine season 1.
Yeah. So I was in one of the Southern California labs and we were working on trying to advocate in UCLA and USC a little bit more about how they should sign the Open COVID Pledge. So we made these little baseball cards playing up the football and other sports rivalries between UCLA and USC. And we tried to get our researchers' faces on them and we sent them out to the researchers and told them that they should go and sign Open COVID Pledge. So it was a lot of fun arts and crafts and a lot of graphic design and things like that. So it was really exciting to try doing advocacy in a different way.
And playing cards, I mean, that's such a unique idea. How did that come about?
Well, we started off thinking about how do we target these universities specifically. And we knew at least based on our geographic location and our experience, many of us affiliates of UCLA and USC, we wanted to do something that would kind of play up their rivalry because more than anything, universities want to be rewarded and praised as the top universities and the ones that care about equity and social justice. So I think definitely by putting these two universities against each other, we could kind of try to push them a little forward. And at least as a UCLA student, I'm hoping that UCLA signs on first.
And I love how you've taken that and made it that competition sort of a positive thing. And it's like competition about who could be the best, which is great.
Definitely.
And I know coming from a science background myself, I know that when I got involved with Free the Vaccine, I found it quite a challenge to think creatively and use this sort of artistic activism. And, you know, as a science student yourself, how did you find using creativity?
I think in all of my classes, I'm in everything I'm involved with, it's very much, okay, follow the rules, do the guidelines, don't strive too far outside of that. And so I think coming into the Free the Vaccine campaign, especially with my involvement in UAM, I'm very used to sending emails, doing meetings with TTO office members, doing these like creative projects, art projects, huge demonstrations, was completely out of my comfort zone. So I think definitely learning from everyone else in my lab was super, super helpful. We had so many artists and creative individuals who were great at like crafting and drawing and designing. Definitely, without a doubt, some things that we were doing made me kind of uncomfortable because I was like, do these researchers want to see these playing cards with their faces on that? Like, will that scare them? Will they be okay with it? So definitely just trying to be okay with being uncomfortable and trying to work with other individuals who had more experience with art and creative tactics was definitely the way I tried to approach it.
From your experiences so far, do you have any tips for someone who perhaps might be thinking, oh, you know, this isn't really my thing, I'm not really creative?
I think honestly, the best thing is just to try it out. You might make mistakes. Some things, many things might fail. You might get no response to things. And unfortunately, that's just part of it. So just getting okay with having doors closed in your face and things like that is probably my best advice.
I think we mentioned before that you know, run a podcast, which is sort of completely outside of the access to medicine space. Do you think they help each other?
Yeah, definitely. I think a big thing that I've learned through my podcast is just the importance of storytelling and how important it is to just say what we're feeling openly, to be very candid in our everyday lives. And I think in advocacy, that's super important too. And we often talk about in the Free the Vaccine campaign how important it is to be very intentional and targeted and use our own strength. And I think those are all things I had learned with my podcast too. So definitely just understanding how important our stories and our voices are has really influenced how I see advocacy too.
Yeah, it's definitely been something that's been drilled in throughout Free the Vaccine so far. And so I guess my next question, it can be about Free the Vaccine, but it can be about all of the other things that you're involved in as well, because it's been a difficult year, but you've been doing some amazing work in lots of different spaces. What have you done this year that you're most proud of?
A good question. Honestly, I think something that I've been really proud about is just balancing. Like you said, it's been a hard year. So much has been going on, and often it feels like, especially I live in California. So at some point this year, the world around me was literally burning. Definitely very, very hard year. But I think what I've learned from it is just trying to control what I can control. So I've been learning to cook a lot and eat well and exercise and play music when I'm sad or bored or whatever. And just trying to control my own space, because this year has just shown us that that's honestly the only thing we can control.
It's also important with Free the Vaccine and activism in that you can only control what you send out to these universities or these groups.
Exactly. And people can take it any way, either good, bad, or whatever.
And with this difficult year, through Free the Vaccine, we're sort of trying to imagine this world where a vaccine is free and accessible, and not just a COVID vaccine, but all essential medicines, really. And it was something that was mentioned in the workshop at the start of Free the Vaccine, to visualize sort of our access to medicines utopia. What does that look like for you?
I think it's definitely just people are not worried about debating between whether they should pay for their medicines or pay for their next meal or health, and all of these things are so scary. And then when you add the layer of access, it just becomes so much scarier and it seems so out of our control. So I think in this utopia, people would be a lot more able to take on any health issues or health concerns. I think in this utopia, there would be leaders and politicians who also understand that and are willing to value science and willing to, take losses if it means granting better access to medications.
Going back to creativity and getting involved in Free the Vaccine, do you have any tips on the best way to just get started and get inspired for some of our listeners?
Make a good playlist that fires you up. Put all your favorite songs in there that make you feel super energized, super engaged, and talk to different people. Listen to a TED Talk, listen to a podcast. Just find something that gets you really, really energetic and something that makes you angry and something you want to fix. Try not to be too worried about what could go wrong and just go for it.
What's on your Spotify playlist? Any recommendations?
A lot of Beyonce, a lot of Rihanna. That's pretty much it. I'd like to say that's the most of it. But yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all.
Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I think that's it. Go get your flu shots.
Well, that's all we've got time for in this week's news from Free the Vaccine. I hope you enjoyed our special episode with our wonderful Sapna. The music you're hearing now and at the beginning of the podcast is thanks to our amazing Free the Vaccine band. Vaccine, see you next week. Vaccine.